the Christmas story seems a little far-fetched. How much of it really happened? Hi, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. If you've grown up around the church, chances are you've heard the Christmas story many times. And it's a little unbelievable how much crazy stuff happened surrounding the birth of Jesus. Did all of that stuff, the random things that happened, the circumstances of the birth, and the people involved in the story of Christmas serve a purpose? We're going to unpack that in today's devotion. It's called Christmas, Truth Stranger Than Fiction, and it was written by Christiana Cudworth. What a fairy tale! Angels, a virgin birth, a manger, shepherds, magi. It's a great story to make us all fuzzy and warm at Christmas, but can we seriously believe the story of Jesus' birth is true? God knew the Christmas story was going to be wildly unique. In fact, He made it that way on purpose. Why? So we could know that it really is truth. How? He told us about it beforehand. The Old Testament prophecies aren't just Christmas poetry. They're solid, compelling evidence that the baby in the manger was God. Take a look. Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you are small among the clans of Judah. One will come from you to be a ruler over Israel for me. His origin is from antiquity, from ancient times. That's Micah 5:2. The Messiah would be from lowly Bethlehem, written about 700 years before Christ came. Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. See, the virgin will conceive and have a son, and name him Emmanuel. This one is from Isaiah 7:14. Also about 700 years before Christmas. Emmanuel, we know, means God with us. Isaiah is saying God will come to be with us, born of a virgin. Then a shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. His delight will be in the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11, 1-3. Jesse was King David's father, Jesus' direct ancestor, and Jesus, discussing theology with the religious leaders at age 12 and blessed by the Holy Spirit at his baptism, fits the prophecy entirely. Those three verses are just a tiny taste of the prophecies that the miracle called Christmas fulfilled. Truth stranger than fiction? Sometimes it's meant to be, so that we know it's no coincidence. Jesus is truth is the only explanation. So let's talk about this. Today's story claimed that the detailed account of Jesus' birth serves as proof it really happened because of the prophecies in the Old Testament fulfilled in the New Testament. We looked at some of those Old Testament prophecies in our story, but now I'll give you some scriptures to look up to see how they were fulfilled on your own. Luke 24:27 and 44, John 5:39, Acts 10:43, 2 Corinthians 1:20, and 2 Timothy 3:15. And I'll leave you with this one. Luke 4:21 says, He, Jesus, began by saying to them, "Today as you listen, this scripture has been fulfilled." Cool stuff, huh? Hey, thanks for listening. We would love to hear from you about how the Unlocked Devo has impacted you or encouraged you to dive deeper into your relationship with God. So please feel free to message us on Facebook or on our Instagram at Unlocked Devo. We would love to hear from you. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.